All right. So, Sarah, are you also recording? Okay. So, like I was saying, my name is Chad from Wonder Spark Puppets. This is actually our 10th year anniversary since we officially incorporated into a puppet company down in Queens. And it's like I was just thinking about flipping through the journals for like, oh man, we had such crazy adventures 10 years ago. We were first starting out. We didn't know anything about like business and growing a community, and everything was so stressful and hard. And on our 10th anniversary, it's all crazy and hard again. And we've been scrambling for this past week, definitely working harder than we like ever have to pivot our business into an online one, to not just try and like make a couple bucks to survive through however long this crisis will last, but also to support our performing partners, because in addition to being like a mom and pop puppet show company, we grew into a company where we have three performing partners who actually perf three yeah three who perform our shows for us and also do tasks. Like, we have a part-time manager, and we have people doing workshops, and we were just starting to dip our toes into the teaching artist world when it all came crashing to a halt. Oh, we got representation this last year too, so everything was looking really, really great up until up until the COVID-19 crisis. But at least I feel like a great sense of solidarity, because not only are we trapped at home with our kids, being homeschoolers like every other parent out there, but we're also like in solidarity with all these other performing artists who are also scrambling to be like, oh man, we got to put our stuff online, and how do we figure out live streaming, and we're all streamers now, and how do we do this? So, I feel like I've learned a lot of things in this past week, because we've been putting in a ton of hours, and I would like to share at least some of those, and some pitfalls, and some of what we've learned with you guys tonight. Yay! So I'm assuming there are other puppeteers in this call who are in the same boat, who are like, I need to get my stuff online, and I did a ton of research, and oh my God, can this work? Yeah, so we're all there. Good for you. No, that's great. No, you mean you gotta hang on to each one of those, and don't let it go. So, we got a call early on when we realized. I think I get all credit goes to my wife Z, who's definitely brains of her outfit when it comes to big stuff like that, because she realized early on that this was going to be a big deal and that nobody was taking this seriously. She went out and got groceries and toilet paper and all the good crisis things earlier than everybody. And she was also like, hey, we got to figure out our business stuff first, because as much as the great thing about our company was, there's so much work in our region, in the New York metropolitan area, that I felt like we weren't directly competing with anybody. You know, there's so much work. There's thousands of schools in New York City. There's work enough for everybody. But suddenly, now we're kind of like competing for dollars for people from like the internet world, or like, you know, everyone at large. And so I was sensing like, oh man, I hope there's not like artists competing against each other, because like we need to be supporting each other, right? If we all support each other, I think we can all lift ourselves up. So, I got a call early on when we started putting out our plan from this guy at Business Insider. You guys know, you ever heard of that one? Yeah. So they're kind of a big deal. And he said he wanted to do like a video piece on us pivoting. And that was the first word I heard, that word pivot. And I was like, oh yeah, that makes so much sense. That's what we're doing, is pivoting. Also, we're scrambling. And we're clawing, and we're trying to drag ourselves like out of like the pit of like, I don't know, being poor and unable to sustain both ourselves and our employees, and like I think like all the like middle class is like crawling towards something, hoping, you know. So anyway, so enough of that. So we put together a plan early on about what we were going to offer, what our content was going to be, and how we were going to get there. So little history, Z and I actually have a lot of experience in creating web content because before I was a puppeteer, I was a filmmaker. And so back in 2006 to 2009, I was making like a ton of web content. Like we were shooting like a new video every week. We were trying to do the whole streamer game before streamers was even a thing, trying to get people to come into our brand and like us and engage the community. And so all that stuff's coming back again. So our plan moving forward, because everything on the internet, so everyone wants everything for free. It's hard to get people to pay for your stuff unless it's like a niche kind of a product. So we're like, all right, what can we identify that people want right now? How can we give that to them? Why are we special in that? And then how can we grow a community to support us? I've seen a lot of like dancers and actors and puppeteers and yoga teachers and musicians, especially kids musicians, fall into these pitfalls of, and I have listed them up, asking for money without showcasing exactly what people are going to get for that money, asking for like a subscription model right at the start, without people like without showing people like this is what you're going to get. Or releasing content before generating interest or networking or growing your community. You know, like one of the silly rules of the internet for dating is step one, be attractive. Step two, don't be unattractive. But I feel like it's a little bit like it's kind of the same thing for a product, especially online, is like be attractive as a product and then don't be unattractive as a product. Let people know like this is who we are and grow that community first. Institutions that are reaching out to all of their the communities that they've grown, like Puppet Show Place Theater, big ups, are in this boat, same as us. We're like, okay, we have a well-established community. Who can we reach out to and when can we reach out to them? When can we show our community that both we're giving value, we're still worth money, please help us, and also we're helping others. I feel like those are like the pillars of asking, and that this is all like just typical business and marketing like 101 stuff. So if anybody has anything to add to that, feel free to just to say like a, you know, that's this law of marketing, and just please interrupt me. So we yes. Thank excellent question. So if you're like us, we have a lot of shows built up over 10 years. You have to, when you're asking people for money, you can't give away your content in a way that devalues you. One of the big lessons we learned 10 years ago, people telling us, hey, don't set your prices below this point because in your region, the prices are like right here. And if you undercut everybody, people are going to expect that forever, and then we're not going to be able to make this much. So whether or not you subscribe to that is, you know, it's its own debate. So you kind of, but the lesson for this is kind of like, don't devalue your own stuff by giving it all away. One, generate interest by giving some of it away and have like a well-established plan of when that's going to happen. Two, keep some of it behind a paywall and tell everybody how great it is. See, like you got this for free, kind of like a drug dealer, right? You got this for free. First it's always free. Second one is like wasn't that great? Now please come back and pay X amount of dollars for this one, and then please help us and we're supporting others. Like always those two, because if you're just perceived ever as just like, please pay me money, because I'm offering you service. It's not as good as, by the way, we're like, please help us and we're helping other people. Like, there's always got to be something to engage the community. And people love stories. So marketing is all about storytelling. You guys are all storytellers. Tell your story. That's why on the About Us page on our website, we're like, this is our story. You know, we're a mom and pop company. You know, like, we perform at all these famous places. You know, we support this many people. You know, like, all those really good things to get people, like, interested and engaged. So we started out with a plan that we wanted to help people out, because we know as parents, we're trapped at home with our children and they need stuff to do. So like, okay, boom, we got something that people need. We have something to give to them, like our product, our shows, and also workshops, but we want to give it to them in a way that doesn't devalue our work. It's really hard being a musician right now, especially on the internet, because music has been so devalued over the last, let's say, like 20 years, because you have to like work really, really hard. Only the top 1% of musicians with like content on the internet are millionaires. It's just like streamers too. And then everybody else under there working really hard and not making a lot of money. So we wanted to release our stuff in a way that like hopefully made us money so we could support our people. We decided to start a daily stream, and feel free to take this and like use it for your own, like, you know, no worries, man. We're all in this together. We're doing daily streams of puppet DIY workshops, because we figured it would give people, like, doing it live would give people a chance to tune in. And if you're tuning in at a specific time every day or every week, you know, it gives you something to look forward to. Also, you can kind of subscribe to, like, we made it like a Google calendar, and we put their calendar of releases everywhere so everybody would know. And we're constantly like engaging people and telling them, hey, come back and see this. I'll get to that. We also said our shows have a lot of value, so we're not going to do daily shows. We're going to do weekly shows. But that weekly show is going to be a big deal. It's a big deal for us. Like, we're kind of like banking everything on it. And we're also saying, like, hey, come and see this. It's like 60 minutes where you don't have to be with your kids, you know, and they're going to be engaged and they're going to love it. And, you know, tell your friends. And all week we've been telling every single school in New York City, all of our past clients, anybody with a fat, you know, like, getting the word out to our community. If we didn't have a community, we would be so screwed. It's like, how can you get people to tune in if you're the greatest dancer in the world, but nobody knows you exist? You know, it's like, how can you be profitable? How can you put food on your table, right? So you have to have a community. You have to grow your community. So that's how we decided early on that we were going to do it. And we decided that our three employees, these amazing women that are like us, they're in the gig economy, and they're totally boned, because if you're in the gig economy, you don't get unemployment checks, to my knowledge anyway. It might be different states. But so when all of our gigs dried up, I mean, that's it. There's no safety net. And so you have to start doing something else in order to make money. We're all doing it at the same time. Anyway, through like really working really, really hard to get everybody to tune in at this one specific time, and then keeping that up archived, it actually really worked for us. At one point, we had more than 700 people watching at the same time, which is more than we've ever had at one show, because it's just impossible to do more. The stream that is archived on Facebook Live has like 6,000 views, and like, we're telling people, hey, come back. So we're so happy that it worked. Is it going to work for everybody who tries this model? I have no idea. But it would have worked for us, because we got the word out and we like busted our butts every single day. It's not like pivoting again, but now we're in this like second part. We're like, okay, that was great. It worked once. We asked people for help. They helped. We had like donations. We read thank yous to donators. You know, we started an online store or people who we know wanted to help, because people want to help each other. Like, you can help us by buying merchandise, you can help us by donating, you know, we accept X, Y, and Z. We get all that out of the way. Now we're at a point where we want to retain that audience and continue to grow it. So now we have to make choices about that. So to maintain the value of our work, of our product, we're only keeping that live stream show archived on Facebook for 1 week, and then it disappears. In order to, like, if people want to keep watching it, what I'm doing literally today is setting up a subscription model where I'm like, hey, if your kids really like that, if they want to see it over and over and over and over and over again, subscribe to us here, and you can, like, download all our stuff, like, or watch all of our stuff online, like HD versions, et cetera, et cetera. We started a raffle to get people interested in coming back next week. We're like, yo, during the stream, if you donate, and then all this week, if you donate for this raffle for a private live stream show, which has value because they like the first one, come back next week, see this free live show, and we're going to announce the raffle then. Because not only do we want to just, you know, advertise a product, but we want people to come back. Always want people to come back. During that time, we're like trying, now that we've set up this model, now we're doing everything we can to get people back. To get some, like, now's our time for like monthly subscribers. Like, now's the time to, like, try and push people to be like, yo, if you like this and you want to help us out and we have, like, more things to offer behind this paywall, for a price that works, because you can't charge too little, you can't charge too much, please come back. So right now we're like, please come back, please come back, but please come back, please. and we know that in our guts, we're like, as this crisis goes on, there's gonna be like we're predicting like a fallout. Like, you ever been at the beach? And you're walking through the shallows, and all of a sudden you're like, ooh, fall forward because there's like a cliff, an underwater cliff that you don't see. I feel like it's gonna be like that. Like, people donated once, they're like, yo, I helped, great, awesome, we're done. Now I have to think about me. And as the crisis keeps going, that's gonna get worse and worse. So people are donating right now, and I feel like the more time passes, the less that's gonna happen. So we want to get people to continue to be engaged and get them coming back and hopefully maybe grabbing those subscriber or dollars or something, like, have them continue to perceive value in our product for however long this lasts. And I was hoping at the beginning that it would just stay to April. Now we're like, man, it'd be awesome if we were back in May. Now people are like, man, if we're back by like the next school year, we'd be lucky. And it's like, well, how long is this gonna last? I have no idea. So we have to plan for the long term. So where do we want to be 3 months from now? You know, like, where do we want to be 5 months from now? Like in August. Ugh. You know, how can we all as artists survive? Because we're just helping each other out. So not only are we just like circling the wagons and trying to get donations so we can help our employees who are also kind of scrambling and trying to do their own stuff. But we're also like, all right, where do we want to be in that time? How can we make that happen financially? We're in New York City. Hopefully there'll be a rent freeze. Who knows? It's a really expensive city to not be making any income in. So we'll see. But all those things are kind of happening. So let's see if they had any other things. I want to tell you that it worked so hard. We had so many problems during the week that I've never had to deal with before. Like, our online store went up, but now domain host dropped us. We had to pick up a new one. I had to switch to wonderspark.org. I had to switch back, like, all this stuff. But, like, you gotta, if you're clawing your way towards a finish line, then you see more finish lines, like, in miles ahead. You just gotta keep crawling, keep going, stay hungry. Ugh. So anyway, I talked for a long time. So if there's any questions or if I can clarify anything, would love to do so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. There's no one size all answer for what programs you should go with, or what host, or what plan. What we do is we use Wix, Wix.com, and it's been great because I've used WordPress. I know people who use Squarespace. That there's a lot of different options. Wix has been very easy to plug things into. So it's one of those like, hey, we'll build your website for you. Choose from these templates and customize. So it's very easy in that way. It was super easy to just plug in an app to make a store, to link that to Printful, which is this online merch company. So you don't actually have to store t-shirts in your garage. Somebody at a factory somewhere in America will, like a robot, will print out your shirt and automatically mail it for you. And you get like a WIX. Sure. Printful is PRINTFUL. And the first thing we did when we linked up with some merch was order samples that arrived, so we could make sure that it was quality stuff. Because if you, it's all about value, right? So if you have people helping you out, but then they get a t-shirt in the mail and it's like iron-on garbage, they're like, well, okay. But if you have people out there wearing your stuff, and it reminds them of you and like how they helped you out, and it's like a feel good feeling, and it's a really good shirt, then I feel like that goes further. But the profit margins are less when you buy higher quality stuff. So it's a brave new world, and you gotta learn. It's like sink or swim all of a sudden. So let me tell you about subscription models. So you may have heard of Patreon. Patreon is where a lot of streamers had, I don't know if they still do. It was like the first subscription model. So you go to Patreon, you find a creator. They have different monthly plans where you can buy in. You get a lot of little perks for your monthly thing, and you're engaging with them directly. Other streaming sites, there's a billion of them now, including Vimeo if you're just doing video. That's Vimeo.com, Vimeo. But if you just Google like, hey, what's the best subscription model sites out there, you'll get a bunch. Twitch.tv has been Twitch.tv, YouTube, and there's a couple more have been what all the streamers are using, because you can, it's a lot of work, but you can set it up so you can engage directly with your audience. They can tip you live during a stream. Usually you have it set up through different like apps and like automation processes that their name will pop up. There's a lot of research done about parasocial relationships between streamers and their audience, which is a really interesting thing to look up. So I would say if you have no idea about subscription model, it's really hard to maintain. It's way tougher than just getting a donation, but hopefully it'll be better in the long run. But you have to provide value. That's like the biggest thing besides growing a community is showing them, hey, this thing is awesome, and you want it, and it has value, and then you price it out accordingly. So, I was literally just on Patreon today, creating a Patreon site because my good buddy Brad Scherer, who I'm sure all you guys know, yay! He released. We've been doing these DIY live streams on our phones. And we've had four different people in our company do them. And they all look kind of different. We're kind of figuring out best practices because it's the first time ever doing it. Then Brad bursts on the scene and he's like, "This is how you do it, chums. Boom. You see this video? It's beautiful." Yeah. It's beautiful. It shows you how to make a puppet. It has a lot of his personality. It's so clean. It's so well lit. It's amazing. And I was like, ooh. And what? So he's like, "This is my product," right? Then when he said, "Okay, this is how you can support me," he's linked to his Patreon page. And I was like, okay, good. I want to see. It's like for the last 2 days, I've been like refreshing his Patreon page. Because see, there's a little checkbox that lets people see how many people, you either let people see how many people have are patrons of you or not. And he has his live. So I was like, okay, I want to see if his model works. Because ours is different. We're like, we were like community first, reaching out to everybody, including so many mom groups. It feels like cheating because like mom groups spread to schools, spread to mom groups. His is different. Here's like, boom, here's this amazing video. I'm a video content creator. This is how you can help me out on Patreon. And let's see if there's any, you know, I don't have his Patreon in front of me, but like for as long as I could see it, it was zero. It's like, okay, maybe I can learn something from this, even if it's just circumstance, because our products are different. He's doing these amazing videos that will last online forever. You know, that are just great for till the end of time, and they look amazing. Ours are more like DIY, tune in, here's like a live teacher, you know, there's somebody moderating comments in the chat. It's like apples and oranges, right? So his is like an interesting study, and I'm like, ooh, is it gonna work? I have no idea. I hope so, and we're gonna keep spreading his video because it's amazing. So his is another one to watch because, man, the video is so good. Hey! Woo! Awesome. Yeah. It's so hard to get that first one, man. And if you... Yay, thank you. If you're gonna look up Patreon or subscription models, definitely Google subscription model pitfalls or Patreon pitfalls and stuff like that. I learned today that if you offer something that can be accessed with like a single subscription, people will subscribe to you, get that thing, and then unsubscribe and cancel their payments, basically. So it would be like somebody's like, "Hey, if you subscribe to me, I will offer you a custom URL of all my stuff, like all my music," right? If they're a musician. Okay, great. So I'm going to plunk down $100. I'm going to promise to pay this. I get sent the URL for all your music. I download it all, and then I cancel my subscription. Boom, done. Got it. So with that, there's like pitfalls you got to, you know, look out for. So setting up donations, I feel like you have to create the context for your donations. We've been, and your storytellers to tell your story. We've been, I think you can read our story right on. We start, our first week of our story was closed for March. Unfortunately, and you can read this on our website. Unfortunately, all of our free and upcoming shows for March and April have been canceled due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Our business, like all theaters, is severely impacted by the outbreak. I hope that you choose to join us in May for shows. Yeah, it was kind of naive of me. Anyway, then I say, go on to say, how badly were we impacted? And then finally, how can I help? That was our message throughout last week. Now we're like, okay, we're done with that. Now we're a streaming company. Tune in, because we're not talking about how bad we had it. Now we're like, tune in. Now that's our story. It's like, join us every single day. you know, for this, you know, tune in every week for this. This is what we're offering you, you know. So like, I feel like you can only play your tiny violin so long before people get sick of the tune. You know what I mean? Then you got to switch to like, okay, now we're moving forward. Yeah, now people want to know, what are you offering me? Because this is my new normal. Oh, sure. So if you go to wondersparkpuppets.com, that'll take you there. That's correct, and we also are archiving our workshops on YouTube. It's actually very easy to rip videos off of YouTube. if you put something on the internet, like, it's gone. Doesn't matter what kind of paywall you put behind it, like, it's gone. Just assume that, especially Facebook. It's so easy. You don't even need software anymore to download that stuff. That being said, yeah, we decided on Facebook Live. We went through like all the different options to figure out like what's our best way to preserve our community. A lot of people were like, hey, you need to go over to Twitch because of X, Y, and Z and all the bells and whistles. We're like, if we go over to Twitch, I don't know if all these moms understand what Twitch is. We'd have to grow a new community. It's harder to do that. So we're like, maybe someday, but right now we just need to like stay above water, you know? What was that other question that I heard? Did I just answer it? So we're a little limited, but we're I just talked to the ZZ about this. So we're like, okay, if we're a streaming company now, right, we better stream in HD, because you just have to. And as a video person looking at our stream through Facebook Live, I was like, all right, this could be better. You know, we got room to improve. We only, I think it was like 320p was like our stream. It was like not super great. And midway through the stream, it crashed. that's been happening. Like that's been happening to me when I've been tuning into other people's streams. That's just the new normal. It's like, it crashed, Zoom crashed, Facebook crashed, YouTube crashed. All right, how do I get back in? So I feel like I'm not worried about that. People are just gonna like figure it out. We are trying right now. We have a couple of HD cameras that we're trying to sync to our setup right now. We had a lot of equipment because we were videographers for a long time, we're filmmakers, so we're trying to utilize that stuff, but it's like tough to impossible to incorporate. So we're like, but we're trying, and I know that it'll create more value if our stuff looks better, because there's a lot of tutorials on YouTube about like, hey, you want to be a streamer, this is how you do it, this is the equipment, this is the websites, like all that info is out there for you to discover. So we're, when we upgrade, hopefully to HD, it's just gonna make our stuff look better. Does that answer your question? No, we just used our, when we streamed, we just had my iPhone. It's an iPhone 10, which is like a decent enough camera, and the sound coming through that was pretty good. We're considering other options, like if I can get this camera attached to it, then I can get a mic attached. Maybe I can have our pro mics going to a speaker that's next to the mic that's streaming. I mean, we actually have an alternate secret Facebook account that we use for test streams, which I would recommend. And if you don't know what you're doing yet, get a secret Facebook account or YouTube or whatever and just like test, and have somebody on their phone in the next room watch it live and see what happens. Yes. So it's free. You have to give things away for free, but you have to create value at the same time. So it's only up for a week. It's only once a week. It's not like every day, and it's different every single time. That's the goal. Well, we're only 1 week in, and I feel like I maybe I sound like an expert, but actually it's only 1 week in. So I mean, we're hoping. Yes, and yeah. So we're using the free show to get people in, and then for the people, like let's say people whose kids just like to watch the same thing over and over and over again, people who are like, hey, I really like that show, I want to see it again. You know, like they can pay like X amount of dollars to see it again. But otherwise, we're just still chugging along. So if you go to our website to the shop page, that's where it's going to be. I just put a subscription model app into Wix, and I'm gonna incorporate that into our store. I can't show you right now because it's not up yet, but we're figuring out pricing plans. YouTube has this great thing where you can do a live stream with a private URL. So that's like really easy to do a private stream, which is what we're hoping that like businesses and schools will like approach us about. We've had some little nibbles here and there, but nobody's committed to like a private show stream, so who knows. But you can also do like upload a video, like an HD great looking video, and then set it to private that requires a password, or just set it to unlisted so only the people with the URL can access it. And so once we get the subscription model plan up on our websites, if anybody buys into it, then as we start to archive these shows privately on YouTube, they'll have access to this URL. So that's how we're like providing value for like a subscription plan. So it's utilizing the medium itself. Yeah, you have to. When we performed our one show, because we're only one show in, excuse me. When we performed our one show, I'm in the booth and I can't see the screen. You have to have a moderator. So I have Z, who's watching the stream twice. She's watching the desktop version and she's watching the mobile version. And if you watch the stream, you can hear her like tapping away. And there was one of our learning curves. We're like, okay, she's only gonna chat people now on her phone because you can't really hear it. Yeah, and a couple times, especially when the stream broke, people had to come back in. She had to like jump in front of the camera and be like, hey, everybody, because I had no idea. She like, hold on, we're gonna start over again. If you watch streamers on Twitch or YouTube, they're responding to people directly. And if they have subscribers, and Twitch is great about this, you can pay money to have your message appear on screen. So if you pay a certain amount of money, it'll appear on screen. Somebody will give you a shout out. If you subscribe to people, which is like a paid thing on Twitch, it'll say so and so has subscribed, and usually the person streaming will, no matter what they're doing, they'll be like, hey, boom, thanks for subscribing. You know, it's a little dopamine hit of like, hey, they noticed me. You can do it. You got this. Oh yeah, utilize what's different. You know, how is the medium different, and how are you different specifically? You know, what makes your product, what you're offering special? Why should people tune in? Why shouldn't they just watch, you know, that like PBS Kids on their iPad? You know, like how can you make a difference? So it's the same as when we were doing our regular shows out in the city, you know, kids 3 through 6, but at this point probably younger too. So yeah, we've been advertising to moms and dads stuck at home, and schools. Hopefully they'll share them with their school groups, you know, and then temples, you know, like anybody where that fits within like that age range that might go for what we're offering. Like we wouldn't try for like an older demo. If there's any other questions, all right, thank you. Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you for having me tonight. And if anybody wants to ask any questions further, I'll just put my email address into the chat. And feel free to ask me whatever you like. And I wanted to say best of luck to everyone. And please, let's all support each other. Let's all help each other out. If you're doing a stream or something, tell everybody, and we should all be spreading the love and sharing, because you know it's only if we're in this community that we're gonna survive. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, honey. Thank you, everybody.